The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you.
When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What a beautiful city, oh, what a beautiful city, oh, what a beautiful city, 12 gates in the city, hallelujah. Okay. I know, I'm not Mahalia Jackson. But that beautiful African-American spiritual, along with so many others, is endured through the ages because it's got great verve and it has a rhythm like so many of them that just kind of grabs our attention. And maybe most important of all, it's a hymn, it's a spiritual that's filled with hope, you know, hope that's almost unimaginable. You know, when the people who prepared, wrote, sang that hymn, you know, they were in the depths of not just sort of figurative slavery. It wasn't like they were slaves. They were really slaves. They were being treated worse than dogs. They had no dignity, no reason to hope. They worked and worked and worked for nothing. They were owned by others. It's almost unimaginable how people living in that much poverty and degradation could still sing such a beautiful hymn, filled with faith, trust, and most of all, hope. Oh, what a beautiful city. They're not talking about Charleston or New York or Atlanta. They're singing about the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem that we heard proclaimed in the book of Revelation just moments ago. This beautiful holy city coming down out of the heavens. A city given to us by God himself. A city which represents God's ultimate and final victory over all that is evil. All that is dark. All that is enslaving in our human history and in our human lives and in our individual human hearts. Oh, what a beautiful city. Hallelujah. Because God will win. This universe, this world, this race, these hearts belong to God. They were created by God, and no slavery, no darkness, no indignity, no impoverishment, not even death itself can take God's victory out of God's hands, because this world belongs to him and we belong to him, and he is our hope, our life, and our love. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Hallelujah.
know the people who created that song in the depths of, the depths not of despair, but the depths of darkness. They did so because they saw in that beautiful image from Revelation. They saw in the story of the Hebrews being led out of slavery in Egypt into a promised land. They saw in so many of the stories of the scriptures themselves. And they saw themselves being, even in their hardship, accompanied by God. They saw themselves looking beyond the grave, looking beyond the chains, looking beyond the indignity to the gracious hand of God still at work in their lives. As the book of Revelation says, they understood that God was with them and would be with them forever. And that's why they could hope. That's why they could love. That's why they could sing such a beautiful hymn in the midst of such despair. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Hallelujah. You know, when we look at our world, you know, we don't experience anything like what they experienced. But, you know, there's trouble enough in our lives. We have plenty of darkness we have to deal with, our own lack of love. When we hear Jesus say, love one another as I have loved you, we go, oh, that would be great. I wish I was better at it. I wish I loved people better. I wish I was more compassionate, more charitable. I wish this were a better world. But it's not. You know, and there's so much darkness out there. There's so many things that are wrong. There's so much slavery still in our world in one form or another. It would be easy to say, you know, there is no God. It would be easy to say there is no hope. There is no great, holy, beautiful city coming down out of the heavens. This is the reality. There is no reason to hope because we've been at this now for how many millennia and we can't get it right. We're a miserable people. We're a miserable race. We do nothing but hurt one another. We do nothing but violate one another. We do nothing but war upon one another. We do nothing but kill one another and enslave one another. So let's just give up. Let's just call it a day. Go ahead, blow us up. No big problem. The world is a mess. It'll always be a mess. We can't fix it. It'll never get fixed. So, to heck with it. And that, clearly, is not the Christian way. It's not even the human way. The people who wrote, prepared, sang that great hymn could not understand that attitude. They could not understand it because hope was built into them from their heart out. Their faith in God was the foundation under their feet. And they teach us, they remind us that when we look out at this miserable world and all of its pain and all of its suffering, we have a choice to make. We can either say it's all a mess and we can't do anything about it, or we can say there is a God, and a God who loves us, and a God who resides with us, and a God who suffers with us, and a God who rises with us, and a God who will send down upon this world before all is ended his own kingdom. A God who will wipe away every tear. A God who will abolish slavery once and for all. A God who will free us. A God who will bring us peace and justice. A God who will take the old order and turn it upside down and make something new out of this world and out of our hearts and out of our lives and out of our human race. If Jesus could suffer as he suffered along with all of humanity, if Jesus could die an unjust death, if Jesus could nevertheless rise above that and live, and this is God's work, then so it is with us and our world. So it is with us and our race. So it is with us and our universe. Because this is God's work. This world is in God's hands. Our lives belong to God. And God will win. And that's why we don't lose hope. That's why we don't succumb to cynicism. That's why we don't throw up our arms and say, to heck with it all. Instead, we pray. And we strive to love as best we can. And we seek to make the world God wants it to be. And we do not give up singing the hymn of the slaves, the hymn of the oppressed, the hymn of hope for those who have no hope. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates, hallelujah.